oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is going to be the only manifesting video that you need to watch. Before you start researching any more techniques, before you start writing your affirmations 12 times on a piece of paper and then putting it under your pillow or doing a ritual on the new moon, thinking that you're doing something, listen to what I'm about to tell you and make sure that you don't ignore this. Make sure that you don't forget to apply this, because this is the number one thing that's actually going to manifest what you want. So if you've been in the world of manifestation, if you've looked into the law of attraction, maybe you've read the book The Secret, maybe you've also looked at the law of assumption, maybe you've read Neville Goddard, maybe you read Louise Hay, maybe you listen to Abraham Hicks, maybe you look into the universal laws and you've heard about the law of vibration, the law of rhythm, all these amazing different tools, interpretations, and resources. Great. If you've already been familiarized with all that information and all you are doing is trying to visualize or do affirmations and you're not doing this technique that I'm about to teach you, then chances are you probably haven't seen any results to your manifestations. And that is because books like The Secret or even the movie version of The Secret and a lot of these law of attraction, law of assumption books and resources focus really, really deeply on the spiritual feminine aspect of manifesting, which is visualization, meditation, affirmation, even some journaling techniques, right? They're focused on getting you in the vibration of what you want. But where a lot of people make the mistake is that they're just affirming things that they don't truly believe in. So when you are using affirmations, the purpose of the affirmations is to reprogram your mind. So in the beginning, when you're affirming things, it can be really helpful, right? You can see a lot of changes in your moods, in your little manifestations, but you'll realize that when you're trying to manifest like a big thing, like a really big shift in your relationship or in your career or in your money situation, just saying the affirmation, it's not working, right? It's not doing the thing. It's not giving you the results. And it's not because the law of attraction doesn't work. It's not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you're forgetting that the most important thing, the thing that actually manifests most of the time, subconsciously, is your subconscious mind. It is your subconscious beliefs. So the most effective way to manifest better is actually to reprogram your subconscious mind. The question is, what way can we do that is going to actually work, right? There's so many techniques for this, and I teach this in depth in my Rewired Play Shop course, but I'm going to give you like an introduction to how to start working your self-concept and upgrade it so it aligns with your manifestations. Your self-concept is everything. It's what makes the difference between you being able to go viral on the internet or be able to earn a raise at your job or attract your dream partner. It's the difference between that and then being the same person in the same world and not getting the job promotion, not being able to attract the dream relationship that you want, not being able to get that raise, not being able to manifest really anything, trying and failing at things, right? It all comes down to your self-concept. Why do you think that two people in identical bodies, identical situations, similar lifestyles, similar benefits, similar privileges can end up in two completely different ways? Because it's not just about the external reality. It's not just about the external opportunities. It's our self-concept. And self-concept isn't necessarily confidence. It doesn't necessarily mean that you think you're all that and you think you're amazing. That's great to have as well. Your self-concept is simply the story, the program that is running in the mind, in your mind, and that is creating your beliefs and essentially interpreting the reality around you. So think about it like you have a certain colored glasses. Let's say you have pink colored glasses. You're looking around, everything is gonna be kind of pink, right? Let's say you change your glasses to blue glasses. You're looking at the same things, but somehow now everything is blue. How is that possible? It's because of your perception. It's because of the beliefs and the glasses, the perception that you're currently carrying throughout your life. So how can we align our self-concept with the manifestations that we want? It's very simple. I'm going to walk you through a very simple exercise that you can do. Now, I teach this way more in depth in the Rewired Play Shop. So if you want like a very serious transformation, you're tired of having to self-sabotage, having to figure out what to do, how to do it, you just want to follow a simple program that's going to get you the result that you deserve, then I highly recommend that you check out that course and sign up as soon as possible, okay? But let's get into it. The number one rule that you're going to follow when you're manifesting is to never, ever, 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 never accept less than what you asked for. Never accept less than what you want. Never accept less than what you deserve. How do you know what you deserve? You get to decide. That's the beauty of it. No other person can decide for you. You have to decide. But I will tell you, if you allow other people to decide what your worth is, their decision is always, always going to be lower than what you would decide. So instead of allowing other people to decide what your value is, you take that control and decide for yourself. Because if you let them decide, they're always going to decide something lower than what it should be. So the number one rule and guideline that you're going to have to follow is to never accept less than you deserve. Every time that you manifest something or you ask for something, you set a boundary and then you backtrack or you say, oh, that's not what I wanted, but it's fine. Oh, we set that boundary, but he crossed it, but it's fine. Anytime you do that, you're actually lowering your value and you're gonna make it harder for you then to get what you deserve. You're gonna make it way harder for you to manifest in the future because energetically, you're telling yourself, oh, my desires, they don't really matter. They're not that serious. So why should the universe care? Why should God care? Why should anyone around you care if you don't even care? But when you say, no, this is my boundary, this is my desire, I will not settle for anything less. Maybe I didn't get the full thing I asked for this time, but I stand by what I want and I know I'm gonna get it. When you have that energy, you're unstoppable. Anything that you set your mind to, it's gonna happen. People around you are going to treat you like a goddess, like a king, like a queen. They're gonna treat you so well and you're gonna see a big, big difference in the way that you are manifesting, because you're not begging anymore. You're not like, oh, please, universe, give me this thing. You're like, I have this thing. I get this thing. This is what I'm manifesting. I will not settle for anything less, period, end of story. That is way more respectable. That is way easier to please and to abide by, because when someone's like, oh, I don't really know what I want. I can have this, but if I don't get it, it's fine. No big deal, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's not fun. You don't want to play with someone like that. You want to play with someone who's like, oh yeah, let's do this. Let's go there. Let's do that. Yeah, let's go. You need to own your desires. You know what you want. It's that thing that is so exciting to you that every time you think about it, you get really excited and hopeful, but you also feel really triggered and really stressed out because you don't know how you're going to do it, how it's going to happen, if you deserve it, if you can do it. If you feel that shaky, stressed out energy, it's actually a good sign because that means that that is your true desire. When we're like not really caring, when we don't get nervous if something happens or not, it probably doesn't matter that much, right? The fact that we are feeling nervous at all means that this is probably something new, probably something we haven't done before, and it's exciting. So that is the area where you want to explore. And instead of feeling that trigger and feeling that limiting belief and running away, what you're going to do is you're gonna jump in it. You're gonna dive into the pool, okay? You want to confront your limiting beliefs. You don't want to run away from them. So when you're doing the self-concept work, you want to specifically focus on the area of your life that needs the most work. So whether it's your career, whether it's romance, whether it's your physical appearance or family relationships, whatever area of your life is like the most needed to be transformed, that's what you're going to focus on. You're going to ask yourself, what are my assumptions? What are my beliefs about all these areas, or about this specific area and all the different aspects of that specific area? You're going to write it down on a piece of paper, literally write out all your assumptions, all your beliefs, and then afterwards you're going to be able to almost see on the piece of paper what your identity is. Because really, our identity is not this like fixed thing that we're born with and that we just have to live with. You can change your identity, you can become somebody else anytime you want, but in order to be able to intentionally manifest and intentionally tweak our self-concept to align with our manifestations, we have to know what's going on. So it's really important to be very honest and just spill out everything that's in your mind right now, everything that you're thinking. This could be random stuff that like your mom's cousin's boyfriend said to you when you were 6 years old, and that one thing they said stuck with you and you think it's true. Like, you will pull out some beliefs that are so random that you're like, what? Didn't my second grade teacher tell me that? Like, why am I still thinking that? Like, this is why you need to go consistently and like look at all your beliefs and clean them out, because it's like you have your closet. Imagine if you kept all the clothes you've ever worn in your life. Like, that would be a lot of stuff that you don't need, right? You need to go in and clean out your closet, okay? Clean out your mental closet. When you go and clean out your mental closet and then you take out and alchemize all of the beliefs that are no longer serving you, then you can take a new piece of paper if you'd like and write out your new assumptions. Think about it like this is a new story. This is a new season, a new chapter. You can take some of the old stuff if it serves you, or you can completely come up with something new and throw all of it away, right? You can transform all of it. But make sure that you don't just ignore the limiting beliefs. You want to make sure to address them, alchemize them. Again, I teach this in the Rewired Play Shop, so If you're confused about that, go check it out. You really want to understand where it came from, why it's there, and how you can transform it into a belief that's actually going to benefit you. Once you have your new assumptions, you're going to want to memorize that. So between the time that you've created this new reality and the time that it's actually embodied and manifesting for you, it could take a little bit of time, it could take a little bit longer. Generally speaking, when we are trying to embody something new, it's going to take our brain probably at least a month in order for those things to actually click and really resonate with us. So you're going to have to repeat these affirmations, repeat these assumptions, read them every single day, remind yourself about them, especially when you find yourself falling back into your old identity. Maybe things are happening that are like the old story, they're not the new story. So in those times specifically, you really want to like read that and remind yourself of who you get to be. From there, you really just want to focus your energy on showing up as this new version of yourself, because in order for you to see those changes externally, you really have to have embodied that change internally. So in the process of cleaning out your mental closet and adopting those new beliefs, there's going to be ups and downs, there's going to be challenges. This is why people like to work with me one-on-one, because I help you through those challenges, I keep you accountable, I make sure that you have the support that you need. But stay focused, stay persistent. If you're feeling like you want to give up, that is a sign that what you're doing is working. So keep going, don't give up. You got this, babe, okay? With that being said, I'll see you in the next video. Love you, bye. Mwah.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.